Toxic train derailment resulting in the evacuation of people in Livingston, Eastern Kentucky. 16 cars of a CSX freight train left the track. Some of the cars carrying molten sulfur burst into flames. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Neil Phelps with me today. Dr. Phelps is one of the Bible theology professors in Conservative Theological University with us. And we're talking about a subject, why ingratitude? Why ingratitude? Dr. Phelps, here's, before we get back to your train of thought, here's what I think is the answer to so much ingratitude in America. This article says, should America keep celebrating Thanksgiving? It's another writer, and I won't call his name. He argues the need, we need to decolonize. Here's the thing. He says, we need to decolonize Thanksgiving. Calls for replacing Thanksgiving with truth-giving, end quote. Further, he says, for many Americans, the image of Thanksgiving is one of supposed unity, the gathering of pilgrims and Indians, and a harmonious feast. But this version obscures the harsh truth, one steeped in colonialism, violence, misrepresentation. By exploring the indigenous perspective on Thanksgiving, we can not only discern some of the nuances of decolonization, but gain a deeper understanding of American history. The sanitized version of Thanksgiving neglects to mention the violence, the land theft, the subsequent declamation of indigenous population. Needless to say, this causes tremendous distress to those of us who are still reeling from the trauma of this event in our communities, end quote. This writer, Dr. Phelps, is basically trying to change history. And the problem that I find with it is that this is so true in so many of our colleges and universities today, where students not being taught the truth of history. And as a result of that, as this man says, he's still reeling from the trauma of the events of our communities. In other words, for him to see families celebrating Thanksgiving is traumatizing for him. How would you respond to a writer like that?
I would say that's someone who's promoting Disinformation.
Well, he's probably right then, based on that, because he says we need to stop Thanksgiving and start celebrating truth-giving. If it's going to be truth-giving, it needs to start with him.
It's a lot of nonsense going back to the early American times. And blaming people for the circumstances that people imagine that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
In America, it's we have a land of freedom and opportunity, and to let place where we may pursue our dreams and our hopes, and to build our homes and our communities and make something better for life, in their life. And the people who think as this man does is simply one who's unthankful for the land of freedom that we have, unthankful for America.
Yes.
And I believe that much of that permeates our educational system today. The words that this person spoke were not his own words.
Mm-hmm.
He has been
brainwashed.
Taught that. He's been brainwashed by the liberal teachers and the atheistic philosophies in our educational system today. If we look at it with reality, we realize that Americans are better off than anyone else in the world.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Dr. Phelps, I go back to the fact that you just touched on. In America, we're the land of the plenty. And if I could elaborate on that for a moment, we have plenty of food, plenty of travel, plenty of education, plenty of freedoms. In fact, though I love our Bill of Rights and I believe our religious liberties and freedom of speech ought not to be infringed upon whatsoever, but yet we have so many freedoms today. There's an organization called the Freedom From Religion with the mindset that America ought not to have anything to do with God, ought not to be any religious freedom at all. And I go back to the article that I referred to earlier, but here's the article in my hand. Nearly half of Harvard freshmen do not believe in God. Nearly half. The article reads this way. Nearly half of the Harvard University freshmen do not believe in God, according to the survey results from the student newspaper. The Harvard Crimson recently released new results from its survey. The student newspaper found that 24.6% of the respondents said they were agnostics, while 21% said that they were atheists. So almost half of those at Harvard do not believe in God. And if I could be bold enough and liberal enough in thinking to say that that probably would permeate most colleges and universities in America today, that with about half not believing in God. So if we have that percentage and that number of people in America that do not believe in God, that answers the question that I'm asking today, is why the ingratitude? Why the ingratitude? What are some of the responses, Dr. Phelps, that you would have in that? Tell us some of the reasons that we should be thankful.
Well, I have quite a few that I could mention.
Amen.
Let me mention a few. The Bible tells us that we can give thanks always for all things.
Mm-hmm.
And the psalmist said, I will want to praise the Lord continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is all the time. But all the time we should give thanks to God, our Heavenly Father, who is faithful as our provider and our protector.
Mm-hmm.
We can live in contentment knowing that the Lord cares for us. And Peter says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. When we come to realize that we have a Heavenly Father who provides for us and cares for us and protects us, then we'll have a heart of gratitude. But many people have simply ignored God. By the way, an agnostic is a person who doesn't know what he believes.
That's right. He's confused.
Confused. We have a lot of people mm-hmm. in our university who don't know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what they believe, why they believe it. Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any goals in life. And that's because they don't have God in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But another reason that I want to be thankful, and I wish that other people could, I'm thankful for God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to be our Savior. We have in Him the only way of salvation and to have a personal relationship with God. Jesus said in John 17:3, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." So it's all in having Jesus, receiving Him into our lives. And then we can begin to see things in reality. Then we'll have our eyes open. Then we will see the light. Then we will know true reality.
Amen.
True reality. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4:14, "We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be our Savior." And that's a verse in the Bible that simply sums it all up.
That's right.
That's God's great eternal plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to recognize that and be receptive to the truth of the Word of God. God has sent us a Savior.
And
another reason I want to be thankful is I can be thankful for the Holy Spirit of God, whose abiding presence in me, in my heart, that helps me in all things pertaining to life and godliness. By the Spirit of God, we are enabled to live and walk in the will of God. And I could have much to say along that line. For many years, I regret to say it was true of me that I was like many. I didn't recognize my need for this person of the Holy Spirit in my life. I lived, I would say, in the energy of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where most of the time we spend our time. We don't rely upon the Spirit of God, who wants to help us in our Christian life.
So much of the time, Dr. Phelps, that is true. In fact, while I'm thinking, that telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to hear your testimony, your words of praise, why you're thankful this Thanksgiving, what you're thankful for, and your insight. What do you believe causes such ingratitude to permeate America? The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Phelps, I'm looking at a headline. This illustrates what you're just saying, of being able to live it and tell it and to be able to praise the Lord and not just think it in that type of celebration. Football coach goes viral as he glorifies God in a rousing speech after a title win. The article reads, "If you ever wondered whether a Christian football coach could make you feel like running through a wall from sheer joy, then wonder no more. On Sunday, Grove City Football posted to X social media platform a clip of DeMonteo speaking to his team." I think I'm pronouncing the man's name correctly. "Speaking to his team about the victory. Despite the college size, the post of the coach's speech got more than 283,000 views on Tuesday afternoon after the game. The speech goes viral, no doubt, because God instilled in us, as part of what Coach said, instilled in us a deep love and gratitude and humility that ought to be exemplified in our lives."
Amen.
That's a pretty good statement from
yes,
a coach. And that's what should be in our lives. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whoever we are, there needs to be the recognition of what God is doing, what God has done, and what God shall do, and we'll glorify. That means to praise and to honor Him. Dr. Phelps, before you continue, I'm looking at Psalms 107. "Oh, give thanks unto God, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of his enemy." Now, that's Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2. And then there's a redundancy, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 107. Verse 8 says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Verse 15, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Verse 21, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his glory, for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Verse 31, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Don't you, you would think that God wanted us to praise the Lord, don't you?
Yes, sir. Our thanks should be like that in every area of our lives.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I really like that passage of Scripture. They say, the Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord.
That's right.
It's a good thing, and to sing praises unto his name. We have reason to give thanks.
Yes.
And God is worthy mm-hmm. of our praise and our thanksgiving. We should be thankful for all of the blessings that we can think of, every blessing in life. We have a house that's comfortable and located in a peaceful neighborhood. That's something to be thankful
right.
for. We have good food upon our table for nourishment, and that's something that we should give thanks for all the time, three times a day or more.
Amen.
We have clothing to wear for dress, for comfort, keep us warm. We have help from above and everything, as I've just stated, that pertains to life and godliness. We have hope for the future. And by the way, Christians, believing Christians, are the only people in the world who have hope for things to come.
Yes.
A hope of eternal life. And so I think that we can actually elaborate more on Psalm 107, verse 1, because we can make up our own songs mm-hmm. from that, not to add to the Scriptures, but right. just to build some songs to sing. For example, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, give thanks to our Provider, give thanks unto his name, for his mercy endures forever."
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like Psalm 107.
Right.
And the verse, or the chorus, can go with that. "He's worthy of our worship. Magnify him with our praises. We exalt him for providing, and we offer joyful praises."
Amen.
There's the Apostle Paul who said for the Christian, it's not about all about meat and drink and things that are physical, but of joy and peace and blessings in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ought to be ready to give thanks because God is worthy.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your dialogue and discussion. Are you thankful? What are you thankful for? Who do you thank for what you have? Love to hear from you today. It'd be an inspiration or blessing to others as we celebrate Thanksgiving. I believe that it would be a challenge to our listeners today. Dr. Phelps, I'm thankful for my personal salvation. I'm thankful for that day, April the 15th, 1958, when I said yes to Jesus. I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful for living in a nation as America. I'm thankful for our heritage, our freedoms. I'm thankful for our Bill of Rights and for what we have therein. And when I see the nation permeated with ingratitude, when I see these mushheads, airheads, brainwashed kids out on the streets today demonstrating against Israel, demonstrating against America, demonstrating against the freedoms that we have, it is a gross, lack of recognition of the history of our great nation and what we have in our nation. I'm thankful that we can celebrate Thanksgiving. It is one of the foundational stones of our great nation. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, give me the question or comment, please.
I tell you what, when it gets to Thanksgiving, we could go on and on and on and on and on as believers, having been born in the greatest country on God's green earth. Thankful for the blessings of liberty, thankful for my Savior, thankful for my mother and dad, thankful for the family that I was raised in, thankful for the part of the United States I was raised in, thankful for my wife, thankful for my daughter, thankful for my grandson, thankful for my brothers, thankful for their wives, thankful for my church family, thankful for, oh my goodness, I'm thankful for these hills in East Tennessee. This is truly the southern tip of heaven, and we can go on and on and on and on and on. This year, though, and I'm not sure if you covered this, I've not been able to listen in. As a matter of fact, right now, I stand outside a China buffet. I'm ready to go be thankful for some food. But this year is 400 years, 400 years since that first Thanksgiving proclamation at Plymouth Colony in 1623 with Governor William Bradford. I challenge you, everyone today, look that up. I want you to read the words of William Bradford to that colony. And I want you to think about this for just one moment. Why is this not all over the news? A 400th anniversary of a first Thanksgiving proclamation by those pilgrims there at Pilgrim Rock in Plymouth Colony, and there's not a word of it spoken. Now, when you read that Thanksgiving proclamation, you'll know the why. You'll know the rest of the story. The rest of the story is they were thankful for the blessings of liberty, thankful that they could worship God by the dictates of their own heart. They were thankful to God for the bountiful harvest. They were thankful to God for the protection against the ravages of the savages. I'll tell you what, that doesn't play well in a polite society today. That doesn't play well in a politically correct society today. That doesn't play well in a leftist culture today. That's why they don't tell you the truth, the true history of Thanksgiving. Challenge you today. Read that and be thankful, because we have so much to be thankful for.
Amen. Greg, thank you for taking time away from the Chinese buffet to take a moment with us. I pray that your words will be inspiring and challenging to our listeners today. And up in that southern tip of heaven, it's a little chilly right now. What's your weather like?
Well, the winds are blowing, the rains are coming, and we're thankful because we've had a few fires here in the southern tip of heaven, and the Lord is extinguishing those as we speak.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. Always thankful to hear from Greg, and he has a pretty rigorous schedule each day, but I'm thankful that he's able to take a moment and give us a little word of encouragement to be thankful. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and everyone have a blessed day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, thank you, and you also. Dr. Phelps, what are your responses?
One of the things I'm going to talk about now is the blessing that we have in what I call the heritage of the Scriptures.
Amen.
Psalm 119:111, the psalmist said, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart."
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the great passages found in Psalm 119, speaking to us about the blessings of a book of truth. We have the Bible, what I call a book of truth. And in Psalm 119, we have many words that speaks to us concerning the Word of God. And Psalm 119:160, psalmist said, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever."
Amen.
We have a book of truth, and it presents to us the God of truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's the true and the living God.
Right.
The only true God. And we have God's Son, Jesus. He says of himself that he is the truth. And we have the Spirit of truth, of whom I was referring to a few minutes ago, who dwells within us. And we are so thankful that we have a book that tells us the way of salvation. It tells us about God's Son who came to be our Savior. It tells us about wonderful things that God has promised in His Word. The Bible is filled with what I call precious promises.
Amen.
And the more you search the Word of God, the more you realize that you have a book of treasures in the way of promises.
Amen.
God's Word is so valuable in our lives because it gives us hope, the hope of salvation. It gives us the knowledge of God and the way that we should worship and serve Him and the way that we should live in order to have a fulfilled and a completed life. Our life is incomplete without the Scriptures and especially without God in our lives.
Dr. Phelps, that is so succinctly stated and correct. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the need to really be truly thankful. I'm looking at a headline, Dr. Phelps, that's chilling. It says, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be a transgender extravaganza. A petition denouncing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for advancing the liberal LGBTQ agenda had garnered nearly 35,000 signatures in just 1 week before Thanksgiving. Numerous outlets, media outlets, had reported that the transgender agenda taking center stage at this year's parade. Unless they are forewarned about it, this year's holiday parade will potentially expose tens of millions of viewers at home and in person to the liberal LGBTQ agenda, end quote. Dr. Phelps, there's an indication there. There's no recognition of God, no recognition of what Thanksgiving is about, no recognition of the reality. In fact, Tim Wellman of the American Family Association says, have you ever wondered what America will look like in the next 20 years? He says, how far will our culture rebel against the core Christian beliefs and values that made America the greatest and most generous country in history? And he goes on to talk about a 20-year projection if we continue the track that we're on now, turning away from God. So I can see the need today for us to recognize biblical truths about Thanksgiving. We've got about a minute on the broadcast, Dr. Phelps. Would you take this time and wrap up our thoughts in challenging our listeners to be thankful and why the Bible is so valuable for Thanksgiving?
The Bible is so valuable, in my estimation, because it helps us to have a guide, a compass mm-hmm. in our lives. And without it, we're going to go astray. We will see more perversion in the lifestyle of Americans in the future if we do not turn back to God.
That's right.
If there's no return to God. We need to turn to God from idols and from idolatrous ways and immorality mm-hmm. in our day. And we need to see repentance on our part of all Americans. We need to turn back to God in His ways and glorify Him.
Amen. And to be thankful, thankful, thankful. Not just in word, but in action. Many times, persons say, well, I'm thankful, but do we show that in our life and living? So, ladies and gentlemen, the closing words to you today is may you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving, and may it be truly founded on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Wherever you are, whatever you have, whether it's a little or lots, thankful, be thankful, thankful for what God has done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of